Again, welcome to the Dream Team Prayer Line, and we're going to go ahead and get into the Word of God, and we're going to detour a little bit. I know we've been studying Psalms 119 about a commitment to obedience, but we're just going to detour a little bit tonight from that, and the Lord has laid on my heart tonight that God's people, we need to be encouraged. So we're just going to go back to Psalms 119, but tonight we're gonna do something a little different. So tonight we're gonna be talking about rejoicing in the midst of trials. One of the hardest lessons that Christians have to learn is how to be joyful in the midst of pain and suffering. But the truth of the matter is that as long as we are here on this earth, trials and tribulations are going to come. 1 Peter 4:12-13 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you." So in other words, don't be surprised when the enemy comes at you with both barrels. People used to say, you know, "I'm having everything thrown at me except the kitchen sink." Well, don't be surprised if he bring that too. Don't be caught off guard when this didn't work out the way you wanted it to or this didn't go the way you expected. Saints of God, trials are necessary. But then look at what Peter says. He says, "Rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy." Believers are to rejoice in the test that suffering brings for being members of God's household. Belonging to the Lord, in itself, it means we're in a battle. We're in a fight. It might be one battle today and a different one tomorrow. Satan fights us. The world opposes us. And this makes for a life of constant battle. But what you need to remember tonight is not your fight. The battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. As children of God, we're faced with all kinds of tests. Might be disappointments, heartache, sickness in the body, problems in the home, on the job. Might even be faced with some type of tragedy. But it's in the midst of those times that we need to declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So tonight I just want to read James 1, 2, and 3, which says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." So James is here talking to the brethren or those who are in Christ. So the first thing we need to know tonight is that as Christians, we are not exempt from trials. And he didn't say if we face trials. He said when we face them. That lets us know right there that we can expect trials to come our way. So what are trials? They're adverse circumstances or adversities that God allows in our lives to identify where we are spiritually. Trials help to prepare us for what God wants to do in us or even where he wants to take us to. They're not easy. Actually, just the opposite, they are actually very difficult. And as believers, we cannot expect things to always go our way. But in order for God to grow us, to build our character, and elevate our faith in him, trials are a must. And as much as we might like to or even want to, we can't escape them. You cannot run trials. We are either in a trial now, just coming out of a trial, or getting ready to go into a trial. So the believer who expects the Christian life to be a flowery bed of roses, you in for a rude awakening. John 16:33, Jesus tells us, "In me, you will have peace, but in this world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Jesus, he doesn't abandon us in those struggles or in those times of tests and trials. The victory has already been won, and we can claim the peace of Christ in the most troublesome times. Now, on any given day, we encounter what James calls diverse temptations or trials of a different variety. We face difficulties again on our jobs. We might get a bad report from the doctor. We might encounter different kinds of people with different kinds of attitudes and dispositions. And then there's those days when the world has to encounter us. Yep, we got attitudes too. And unfortunately, they're not always positive. We're not always optimistic. We don't always see the best and remain hopeful in difficult situations. We don't always see the light at the end of the tunnel. We don't always look for the silver lining or the ray of hope or see the positive in an otherwise negative situation. Why? Because we are an imperfect people with human emotions. So James commands us that when these trials come or when we fall into, meaning it didn't happen by accident, we are to encounter them with a joyful attitude. So what is a joyful attitude? It's not necessarily an indication of how life is at this very moment. Having joy is a conscious act. It requires focus. It requires dedication. And it requires perseverance. It is determined by an active choice to focus on the positive in spite of the negatives that surround us. It's a way of life for the believer that causes us to rejoice in the Lord always, even in the midst of trials. Now, Paul says to count. And what he's saying is he wants us to consider those trials as joy has to do with what we choose to do with what is presented to us. So what is your response when bad things happen? Do you get angry and want to seek revenge? Do you lose hope and just give up when overcome with sadness? James is telling us to think about each trial. He wants us to ponder it, evaluate it in light of what God is trying to do in us and for us. Instead of mumbling, grumbling, and complaining, which is usually our first response or our initial reaction to a problem, we need to ask God, what is it that you want me to learn from this experience? And then face your trials with the knowledge that God will do something good in you and through them. Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good. When we stand on the Word of God, we will become stronger, more experienced, and able to come out with the victory. James didn't say count it all happiness. Happiness doesn't bring joy. Happiness is temporary. It only lasts as long as life is good and things are going well. Joy, on the other hand, is a fruit of the Spirit that is everlasting. It's infused with comfort and is wrapped in the peace of God. It comes only when we truly allow Jesus to rule over us and we make him the center of our lives, allowing everything else to revolve around him. 1 Peter 1:6, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if need be, or if necessary, as some translations say, you have been distressed by various trials. If need be, or if necessary, indicates that there are special times when God knows that we need to go through trials. Sometimes trials come to discipline us when we have disobeyed God's will. At other times, trials prepare us for spiritual growth. Heaviness is when we experience grief or pain, which is what Jesus felt in the Garden of Gethsemane, or it describes the sorrow of the saints at the death of a loved one. So neither James nor Peter is saying to us that we have to pretend to be happy when we face pain. But what he is saying is to have a positive outlook, count it all joy because of what it will produce in us, knowing that the trials of our faith worketh patience. Paul tells us in Romans 5 that tribulation worketh patience. Patience brings about experience. Experience brings about hope. We rejoice in suffering not because we like pain, but because we know that God is using life's difficulties. He's using that suffering. He's using that test or that trial. He's using the attacks that Satan brings to build our character. We are told to rejoice not because of the trial, but because we know that God is using this to build us up, to develop our perseverance, and to deepen our trust in God. God wants to make us mature. He wants us to be complete. So instead of complaining about our struggles, we should see them as opportunities for growth and thank God for promising to be with us in those tough times. Learn to ask God to give you a spirit of perseverance, a spirit of endurance. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Then be patient. God will never leave you to handle your problems on your own. He has promised never to leave you. He has promised never to forsake you, but God promises to be with us always, even until the ends of the world. He will stay close and help us grow. In Ephesians 5 and 20, the Word of God tells us to give thanks always for all things unto God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, we are commanded in everything, meaning in every circumstance, in every situation, doesn't matter what the problem is, but in the midst of the problem, we are to give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. He didn't say give thanks for everything, but he said in everything, in Jesus. In our own strength, we could never obey this command. Can we really be thankful in times of suffering? I know it's hard, but when you find yourself in a difficult situation, immediately give thanks to the Father in the name of Jesus. This will keep your heart from complaining. The devil moves in when a Christian starts to complain, but having a joyful attitude defeats the devil and it glorifies God. Try to make it a habit to begin rejoicing in the Lord in every area of our life and whatever the enemy might bring or whatever the day brings, but make it a habit on a regular basis. Maintain a positive outlook because of what trials can produce in us. Keep in mind, saints of God, that how you view your situation or your circumstance, that's going to determine your outcome. In other words, how you feel will determine how you behave or how you act or react. Trials can make you or they can break you. Whether something good or bad happens, we are always presented with a choice. We can choose to be overcome or we can choose to be an overcomer. We can choose to be the victim, or we can choose to be the victor. We can choose to grumble, mumble, complain, or we can choose to do it God's way and learn how to rejoice even in the midst of trials. Even when we're going through, we can learn how to rejoice in the midst of it, in spite of it all. Despite what the enemy might bring, or what he might whisper in your ear. Sometimes you just got to stand flat-footed, hold your head up high, and sometimes you just got to let the devil know that after everything I've been through, I still got joy. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. As long as God before me, he is more than anything that could ever come up against me. When Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, what did he do? He used the word of God. He said, it is written. There is no weapon formed against me that shall prosper. It might form, and I think Pastor said that on last night. It might form, but in the name of Jesus, it won't succeed. It won't take me out. I will not be defeated. Why? Because I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Through him that shields and protects me, through him that cares for me, through him that provides for me. God is my refuge. He is my strength. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. God is my salvation. In him will I trust. Romans 8 and 18 tells us, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. We can rejoice in tough times, in tough circumstances. We can rejoice in tribulation, for we know that through such times, through those difficult times, through those things that the enemy brings, through those things that we go through on a day-to-day basis, God is disciplining us for an even greater holiness. Saints, God is in control of everything we go through. If he brought us to it, guess what, y'all? He'll bring us through it. Aren't you glad tonight that trouble don't last always? In the midst of it all, I still got joy. You know, Satan came, the world didn't give me my joy. He didn't give you your joy. That means the world can't take it from you. Sometimes you just gotta, this is mine. God gave it to me, and you can't have it. And sometimes you just got to put the devil in his place. In spite of everything that we might go through, I encourage you tonight, learn how to praise God in the midst of it. Learn how to praise God in spite of it. And yeah, first I told you I want you to have some joy. Now I'm telling you to be thankful. Yes, I am, because that's what the word tells us to do. Give thanks in everything. Give thanks unto the Lord, and then rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say unto you tonight, I say rejoice. Let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name praise. We delight in you, God. We delight in your word. We thank you, God, for all that you are. Everything, God, that we need you to be, we can find it in you. We just thank you tonight, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your grace, your mercies that are renewed every morning, your grace, God, that is sufficient, my God, to meet the needs of your people. We say thank you on tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, my God. In the name of Jesus, we can find victory. We can find power. In the name of Jesus, we can find deliverance tonight. In the name of Jesus, and we can find joy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We bless your name tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And all God that is within me, we bless your name tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. We thank you tonight, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord, another day, God, that you have kept us. It's another day, God, that you've seen us through this. You brought us through that, God. It's another day, God, that we humble ourselves before you tonight, God. And we say thank you in everything, in all things. Every good and every perfect gift, my God. Everything, God, that you bring to our lives. We thank you, God. We got enough sense to know, my God, that without you, We can do nothing. We got enough sense tonight, God, to know, my God, that we can't accomplish anything on our own. Oh, my God, but with you, the word declares that all things are possible, my God, to them that believe. And we stand upon the word of God tonight. We stand on the promises of you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that there's no failure in you, God. We know that there's nothing, my God, too hard for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight for the word of you, God, that we have in our heart, God, that we might not sin against you. We thank you tonight, God. Asking you, Lord, that you would just order our steps tonight through your word. My God, that we would go forth rejoicing in you, rejoicing in the midst of the trials, rejoicing in the midst of the tests, rejoicing in the midst of the temptations, God. Hallelujah, Lord. All our steps through your word tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, Lord. Every person, my God, that's represented on this prayer line tonight, every family, every household, every child, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just do great and mighty things, Lord, on behalf of your people tonight. You know, God, what the problem is. You know what the need might be. And we know, God, that you promise to supply every one of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, my God, show yourself mighty, my God, to your people on tonight in the name of Jesus. Know that you are a God that hear and answer prayer. Oh, my God, knowing that the prayers of the righteous availeth much and your ears are not too heavy, my God, that you cannot hear us when we call. And we just thank you tonight, God. We pray for those, Lord, on our sick list. And we pray for those, God, those that are going through, God. We pray for Mom Mary tonight, Lord. We pray for her family. My God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just continue, God, to touch her body, Lord. My God, from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet. My God, that you will continue to daily, Lord, renew her strength in you. Oh, my God, let her good days. My God, outweigh anything bad that comes her way. God, in the name of Jesus, encourage her husband tonight. Encourage her children tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, let them know, God, that this too, my God, is going to pass. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, keep them looking unto you, God, the author and the finisher of their faith. Keep them lifting their eyes tonight, God, into the hills from whence comes all of their help. Remind them, God, that all of their help, God, it comes only from you. Strengthen tonight, God, meet every need. My God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Michael tonight, God, who's suffering with headaches. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. We claim complete healing. We claim complete deliverance in the name of Jesus. Again, God, to you, it's just a light thing. It ain't too hard. God, you got this. Hallelujah, my God. Bring deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, let them have relief from the headaches, God. Oh, my God, let them feel your presence right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now, God. And let him, God, know the peace of you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Asking you to heal, God, set free. Bring deliverance, God, from these headaches. My God, in the name of Jesus. You know what's causing them. Oh, my God. And you are the Lord, thy God, that's able to heal. You are the great physician. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bring healing tonight, Lord. Oh, my God. Bring healing, Lord. Bring deliverance to his body. My God, in the name of Jesus. And then, God, let him give you praise in the midst of it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Even while that headache, God, is going on, God, let him give you praise in the midst of it, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Knowing, God, you're working all things out, even right now. God, pray for his family tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, continue to provide for them. Continue, God, to make ways for his family tonight, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Sean tonight, whom you've given as his helpmeet. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, that you have her in place, God, to help to meet whatever need might arise in his life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for Sister Kathy Burley on tonight, who you already know suffered a stroke on this morning. But, oh, my God, even in that intensive care unit, you are there. My God, yes, you are a very present help. You're already there, God, asking you to touch a body right now in the name of Jesus. Any neurological dysfunction that the stroke, God, may have brought about, we're asking you, God, to reverse it tonight. We're asking you, God, to turn things around. My God, in the name of Jesus, bring complete healing, God, to her body. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, touch right now, Lord. We pray for Sister Alice Gregory tonight. We pray for Robert and Shirley Cooper. And we pray for Wanda Roll and Betty Ann Davis tonight, God. All of those that are on the sick list tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you, God, will renew their strength. Thanking you, God, for what you've already done for them, what you're doing right now, what you brought them through in the past. My, you're the same God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you're able, God, to do it again. Have your way right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Denise Sally tonight, God. Ask that you would touch, God, her knee in the name of Jesus. My God, that you would remove any pain. My God, that you would remove any discomfort. God, that you would lay your nail-scarred hand, God, upon her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, and I command that knee to function, my God, as you so ordain it to. Strengthen her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our bereaved families on tonight. We pray for Sister Nellie Blanton and Ruby Jones, God. We pray for the extended branch family, the nieces and the nephews, the sons and the daughters, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Robert and Shirley Brown tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord, asking that you would just comfort these families, Lord, as they're going through, God, as preparations are being made, God, to lay to rest their loved ones. We're asking you tonight, God, to comfort your people. We're asking you tonight, God, to encourage their hearts tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, God, to help them to accept, God, your will. Hallelujah, my God, in the name of Jesus. My God, strengthen them, God, for everything they got to go through in the days ahead, God. Raise up their heads, God, that are hung down. Dry tears, my God, that might be rolling down their faces tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen right now, Lord. Have your way, God, in their lives, in the midst of their families tonight, Lord. Let your will be manifested, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, tonight for our pastor and first lady, Lord. Oh, my God, let you continue to bless them, God. Continue to shower them your blessings upon them. My God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue, God, to bless everything, my God, they set their hands to do. Oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Strengthen them, Lord. Oh, my God, as they feed your sheep. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, every minister, every pastor, every evangelist, every teacher, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you tonight, God, that you would just grow us up in you, in the word of you and in the things of you, my God. Grant us, God, your spirit of discernment, my God, that we would know the deep things of you. My God, grant us moral discernment. Oh, my God, that we know right from wrong, that we know good from evil. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that we can be vessels, God, that you can use. Oh, my God, to win souls to the kingdom of you. We can be those vessels, God, that can make a difference, my God, in somebody's life, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. We pray for the mother of our church, and God, we pray for all of the elderly, Lord. We thank you for their family, God, that surround them, and make sure, God, that their needs are met. Make sure, God, that they're taken care of. Those in the nursing homes, those in the hospitals, God, in the name of Jesus, those, God, that are locked up behind the prison walls. Oh, my God, you see them right where they are. Oh, my God, and you got the power. Oh, my God, to bring healing, spiritual healing, physical healing, complete deliverance. Oh, my God, you've got the power, God, to raise them up. Oh, my God, and to give you praise, my God, for the good things that you've done, for the marvelous work, God, that you have performed. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you on tonight, God. We count all things done by faith. We trust you, Lord. We believe you, God. We love you, Lord, with all of our hearts and with all of our souls, God, with all of our strength, with all of our minds. No, God, help us to yield ourselves to you, Lord. My God, that you would ever use us. Oh, my God, in a day and a time that we're living in now, we just need, God, we want to be used by you. We want to be able, God, to make a difference. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every sinner, man, woman, boy, and girl. My God, whether it's in my family or somebody else's family, God, whoever, God, that has yet to come into the knowledge of who you are, that have yet to yield themselves to you, my God, that have yet to cry out, God, what must I do, my God, to be saved? Oh, my God, get a hold, God, to your people, your young people, your children. They're not too young, my God, to serve you. They're not too young, my God, to be examples before their peers. They're not too young, oh, my God, hallelujah, to live a life, God, that's pleasing unto you. Oh, my God, have your way tonight, Lord. Yes. In the name of Jesus, even in school, God, and whether they're on the buses or, oh, my God, or even sitting in the classrooms, oh, my God, there's so much going on in the world today, so much, many senseless shootings, and, oh, my God, we ask you tonight, God, have mercy. Have mercy tonight, God, upon your people, upon your children, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you on tonight, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you the honor tonight. For Lord God, you and you alone are worthy. You're worthy, God, to be praised. You're worthy, God, to be lifted up. You're worthy, oh, my God, to be exalted. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Encourage your people, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Encourage your people tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
And
thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Ha, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Glory to your name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name tonight,
God.
Hallelujah. We thank you for your word tonight, God. I pray that you've been blessed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And I encourage you tonight to go forth rejoicing.
Thank you.
In the Lord. Rejoicing in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tests.
Yes.
Knowing that God is working all things out together for your good. And my time is up. I say good night. I love you. Jesus
thank
loves you.
Thank
be blessed of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.